All right, good to have the conversation continuing now. I'm going to dig deeper because the ramifications of the West Virginia win over the EPA in the Supreme Court will really have a lot of impact. It'll trigger a lot more cases, by the way, because the court stopped short of completely stomping on the Chevron doctrine, which basically goes back to the 90s and gave these regulatory agencies the power to decide any unanswered questions, basically. If there was a question that wasn't answered specifically by Congress, well, they would just defer to the regulatory agency that wouldn't create rules. And the problem is you've got regulation without representation because these agencies took advantage of that greatly. All of these agencies, it's not just the EPA, but it's the Consumer Product Safety Commission. It's the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Federal Communications Commission. It's FERC. That's a big one. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And the list goes on and on and on. Here to help sort it out, Adam Carrington, Assistant Professor of Politics at Hillsdale College. Adam, good to have you back.
Glad to be back. Hope everyone's having a good start to their fourth weekend.
I think that conservatives are. I think that people on the left, their heads are exploding. And I said that leading up to the decision. I said, you know, if Roe v. Wade gets overturned, that's a big and consequential decision. It's not as consequential as West Virginia prevailing over the EPA. I still believe that to be true because it is a return to the non-delegation doctrine, which means you can't just give away the power of Congress to these agencies because I'm not being represented in that case. And it seems the Supreme Court agreed with, they didn't name the Chevron doctrine by name, but not from what I've seen. But this is an enormously important decision, isn't it?
I think so. And really where Dobbs and West Virginia were similar is both were giving up power from a branch that's unelected or a part of the government that's unelected. In Dobbs, the court gave up power back to the people. And in this case, it made the agencies give up power back to the people's representatives in Congress. And I think you're right, because, you know, the kind of decisions that the EPA was wanting to make in this instance were things that were going to completely change the power plant industry. They were going to really try to impose cap and trade, if people remember that plan that failed in Congress under Obama, without any representation of the people to make that determination. It was going to close down plants. It was going to make them shift to solar and wind power, and it was going to cost consumers like us possibly hundreds of billions of dollars.
Right, and they were going to ram that through whether the country was prepared for it or not. And FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, was going to run hand in hand with that. That's an agency that regulates the interstate transmission of natural gas, oil, electricity, and so forth. Meaning they could, if they could just say, you know what, we don't want any pipelines. You know, you hear a lot about the Keystone XL pipeline. FERC could have said, we're going to put these onerous regulations and requirements on pipelines so they would just become a thing of the past. These things aren't going to happen now. The Green New Deal, that might have been a fatal blow to the Green New Deal because every one of these agencies now is on notice that you can't just do whatever the hell you want, right?
Yep, exactly. And you're right that it didn't mention Chevron, you were saying before, but it severely limited what agencies now can do. If there's a big question about changing an industry, something that's going to cost tons of money, then the court said the people's representatives in Congress have to clearly say it. You can't do what the EPA did here and pick some very obscure part of a 50-year-old law, the Clean Air Act, and try to ram through your own policy preferences. It really does mean they're going to have to wait for Congress, and that means if the people don't elect representatives that want to do these kind of things, which makes elections even more important, then it shouldn't happen, and right, they're going to lose in court if they try to do it.
That's the major questions doctrine is what it was referred to here, the major questions doctrine. So, you know, and here's where the left goes completely wrong. And here's where, you know, thinking people can say, well, you're just out to lunch on this. First of all, the court did not attack abortion. The court doesn't have a vested interest in abortion per se. The court simply said there was no foundational reasoning for this to work this way. So they sent the power, as you said, back to the states. The court doesn't have a particular position on green energy, I don't believe. But they do have a position on the elected officials of the people being the using the power delegated to them by the voters to do their job and not just pass it off and just say, oh, well, you know, that's the way it goes. No, that's not just the way it goes. They're putting power, they're resetting the table to a Madisonian style of government, which is what we are supposed to have. Does that make sense?
It does, and it's right. And the court actually explicitly said, we're not passing on whether this is a wise policy. That's not our job. That's the job of the people's representative to say what's wise and unwise. We're saying what's constitutional, and what's constitutional is the beginning of our governing document says, we, the people of the United States, ordain and establish this constitution. And this was a power grab away from the people by unelected bureaucrats, and the court said, whatever is going to happen, it has to be the people's representatives. Otherwise, Gorsuch had a good concurrence on this. He says, otherwise, we're not a republic anymore. And so we need to keep that principle, establish it, and follow it, whatever the policy is. And so our job is to police that as people who interpret and apply the Constitution.
So I need your help with this one, and this is going to be a crash course quiz. Because the major questions doctrine, which says that even though federal agencies generally have broad rulemaking powers delegated by Congress through the statutes that created them, but here's my problem. The EPA was not created by statute at all. The EPA was created by an executive order in 1970 by Richard Nixon that put all of these things together, reshuffled the deck. But the EPA, there's not even statutory foundation for the EPA at all that I'm aware of. Or did I miss a chapter?
Yeah, I think that the creation of the EPA is pretty questionable. And I think what the court needs to do is the major questions doctrine is one step in clamping down on executive or administrative agencies doing things like that they shouldn't. And I think the court has to keep pushing and actually take further steps to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen. So I think that's the thing to say with this isn't a victory that ends the whole debate. Agencies are still going to try to do things they shouldn't do. Presidents are still going to try to do things they shouldn't do by legislating from the White House office. But questions like that need to be answered by tightening up even further, because we've let them do things like this for so long that we have to retrain the bureaucrats, retrain the executive branch.
Well, we just need these people to understand the Constitution. You cannot have a regulatory agency that creates what they call rules, which are laws. You can call them what you want, that have the ability to take resources, to levy massive fines, and more importantly, to throw me in jail without it ever being considered by the state legislature or Congress or any elected officials. That's absolutely wrong, and I'm glad the court ruled the way it did. Adam Carrington, assistant professor of politics, Hillsdale College, and the Garwood Visiting Fellow in the James Madison program at Princeton. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Always appreciate it. There you go. So, and we're going to continue to sort this out. This is a mega ruling. We'll continue to sort it out after this on the Steve Gerber Show.
Dickerson. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Other than one game, it hasn't been a big explosion of runs, but there are some signs the last 10 games the Tigers' offense might be turning around. In those 10 games, the Tigers have averaged almost 13 base runners a game, four more than the previous 20 games. Javi Baez has hit .357 with four home runs and nine extra base hits. Eric Haas has hit .286 in June with an .885 OPS. This all started with the promotion of Riley Green. Green hasn't hit with power yet, but man, has he put together some good at-bats and impressed his teammates. He had three hits against two tough lefties in San Francisco. He's walked eight times in 10 games. That may not sound like much, but his plate discipline is having a ripple effect on the rest of the lineup that's noticeable and much needed.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.